State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Winners never quit, and that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle. This holiday season, Winsky Brothers is filled with gratitude for their amazing customers and invites you to visit WinskyBrothers.com for top-notch industrial hauling and waste removal, metal recycling, and new and used steel sales. Winsky Brothers is dedicated to offering their customers the best prices for their scrap material and will continue serving Frankfort and surrounding areas with their incredible customer service. Happy holidays from Winsky Brothers, where your satisfaction is their business.
Welcome back. Third quarter Inside the Huddle. Don Stock, Jamie Blacker. And Jamie, there's, man, been a lot of tournaments. Clinton Central just finished up their eight-team tournament. That thing has gotten so much better with eight teams, and the talent that comes in is pretty incredible. And then last week we were at Carroll for the girls' tournament there, and man, what a good ball game between a rivalry that has just erupted between the Lady Cougars and the Panthers of Western. Just a big-time rivalry.
We talked earlier in the year about the Carroll Cougars probably not playing up to their potential and maybe doing a lot of things. They started out with that Clinton Central game. It was really, you know, Clinton Central had them beat. You know, basically, Carroll came back and I think took advantage of the new rule and went to the basket and shot free throws to win that game and made theirs, and Central missed some of theirs. But now Carroll's starting to click, and it's that right time of the year to be doing that.
Yeah, and you've got Allie, who's within 40 points of 2,000 points in her career, and we're trying to get it figured out. We'd like to try to be there, Hoosierland TV, and she's not going to do it this coming game. They play Delphi on a week from yesterday, and then they're going to turn around and play McCutcheon, and maybe by the time the McCutcheon comes in, McCutcheon's 13-2. You know, I'm guessing that if you're a coach and you got a chance to win, she's going to stay in. But if you don't have a chance to win, you're going to pull her so that she can get her 2,000 points at Carroll. Now, we've already talked to the coaching staff about it, and they said, nope, that's not going to be considered doing anything at all. But, you know, if you're at McCutcheon and you're getting waxed, I mean, which I don't think is going to happen. But
interesting on that 2,000 points, Don. That would move. At 2,032, Kendall Bostick's number 50 in the state, played at Northwestern and all those championship teams. So basically 70-some more points by Harness, and she'll move in the top 50 all-time in the state of Indiana, girls basketball.
Man, deservingly so, because not only does she shoot, she sets people up, she throws, she assists, she rebounds. It's a team play, and you're so right. When we watched them play Central, I felt like they were trying to be more than they should be, and they weren't having fun. At least that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
And then when we come back to watch them play, something's locked in, because now then it's
well, they went up north on Thanksgiving break, and they took some lumps. You know, sometimes you're the favorite, and you're supposed to do this and do that, and you got to be humbled a little bit, and I think they were, and I think now they're working in the right direction. Looking at this list here real quick, Dom. Number 14 all-time in the state of Indiana. You know who that is?
Got to be Jacoby.
Yeah, Jennifer Jacoby. Rossville, 1991, 2,344.
Isn't when you talk to her, you would never think that she was like anything. I mean, she's so humble about the game.
But when she coaches and she starts talking about her team a little bit, you know, she's got that mindset. She struggles, I think, a little bit as a coach because she's more competitive than what maybe her players are at times, and that struggles for her. And I think a lot of coaches have that problem.
Well, I think you're spot on with that. You could tell when she talks about, you're right, when she talks about her girls and trying to get them to ratchet it up a little bit. And you know, we talked about Carl and I playing with his kids, and, you know, I'm holding them and beating them around, and, you know, they're crying, and I'm like, quit crying. You know, come on, this is what the game's about. And now don't. Moms and dad, I'm not down there, you know, whipping on them. I'm just kind of pushing them around a little bit, shoving them maybe on the shot, not enough to make them unbalanced when they come down. But, you know, it's that's what you learn when you played in the park back in the day.
Yeah, that's right. 29 in the state of Indiana girls basketball. You know who that is, Don?
No.
Another county player. Courtney Menon, Clinton Prairie, 1999, 2,191. They won a state championship as well.
You know, to me, that is totally amazing to just to shoot 1,000, but to do 2,000 points. And some of these girls didn't have the three-year line, right?
Yeah, they didn't have that then.
I don't believe. Crazy.
Hey, talking a little bit about, you know, we were talking off air here, you know, being tough and, you know, being ready to play and stuff. I think, you know, that's a struggle for kids nowadays. It's just... You talked with Carl and John yesterday, you know, during some of your games, you know, what it was like in the late 80s, early 90s. Well, even, what were you, like, 50s? Was that when you played? No, the 70s, I know what you are.
That's the question, you know, I threw out at Carl. I go, man, this tournament's 100 years old after all you played in it. And he goes, are you kidding me?
But, you know, getting, it was just a different mentality. I mean, when the... You were talking about before the coach, you know, walked in the locker room, everybody's dialed in, ready to go, uniforms completely. If you weren't ready, you weren't playing that day. And nowadays, it's just a little bit different.
Yeah, you know, John Jacoby said he had his head coach was Bob Knapp. And he said, when Carl asked the question, he said, we were itching to get out the door. We were ready to hit the floor. And that's when Carl brought up, you know, coaches are talking and kids are putting on their shooting jerseys or they're tying their shoes or you know, just not locked in at all. And some of the coaches that you talk with who've been coaching for a while will say, yeah, it's a different program. Now, last night I'm watching Coach Cliff from the Tipton Blue Devils. Their team's up 25 points and they come down and they start to get a little lethargic. And he's yelling, pass the ball, keep it moving. And when that was happening, then what happens is your team continues to stay focused and everybody stays in play. And, you know, if you win 30 or 40 or 50, man, that's not your fault. But if you become lethargic, then what does that bring down the line?
Well, let's talk about Tipton a little bit. Watching them play, I think they just completely manhandled Clinton Prairie the other day. They're the real deal. They have anybody and everybody on that team that can do whatever they need to do. And they can shoot three-pointers. They can go to the basket. They're just mentally, physically tougher than the opponents they're playing of what I've watched so far in a few games. And, you know, they were deservedly so to win that Clinton Central Holiday Tournament. Go back a little bit further. A few weeks ago, the Hot Dogs played them within 5 points, and we kept wondering, you know, when's the Hot Dogs going to win a game? They get in the Kitchen Classic, and I think they win 3 in a row, and they're playing extremely well. And let's talk a little bit about both those squads.
Okay, so with Tipton, it's nice to have a 6'6 point guard in the Carpenter kid.
Yeah, he can see over the floor and distribute.
And his arms got to be the size of a eagle out there. I mean, my golly, they go forever. And he plays so hard. And that's a lot about all these kids. Nolan Swan can, as you well know, can shoot the ball from anywhere at any time, and then you got the money man Jackson Money, who offsets everything, and he He sets up on the defensive side, passes the ball, and he can shoot the 3-2. So all these kids understand their role. I asked Coach about it. I said, Coach, I said, hey, the Hot Dogs only beat you. You only beat them 5. He goes, well, down first, false, the second game of the year. And he said, but they were well prepared for us, well prepared. And he said, we ended up having to do something on the fly at the end to win. We didn't think our kids could do it, but they did. They did what we asked them to do, and we won the ball game. He said, but not to take anything away from Frankfurt, they played us very, very well. And I really thought that that's how homeschool Noblesville was going to play, half court, slow them down, try to get them slowed down. But I think their program was, man, we just shoot the ball. And they shoot it from anywhere at any time. And they weren't hitting. And that has a lot to do with, I think, playing the second game in that day. And your legs get a little tired. You don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And but Tipton, attack, attack, attack. You draw in. They're out wide open shooting threes. And you've got Money, Quigley, and Swan out there doing what they do best. And then you've got Carpenter attacking. So great ball team. They're gonna win for quite a while. We're now talking about, and we're going to talk to you about this afterwards, heading to Kokomo when they play at Kokomo in a couple Saturdays or 3 Saturdays from now. And to go pick up that ball game to watch how they respond to the big kid from Kokomo. So
the kid that's heading to Kansas.
Yeah. So we're talking about going over there and hitting that ball game with the Blue Devils. And you know, they play Prairie, then they come back and play a really good Western team. And Western played really well and gets beat 12. So, you know, they have a good thing. Turning our thoughts towards the Hot Dogs, yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you because I just speak what's on my mind. And, you know, you look at, man, why are the Hot Dogs playing in the Kitchen Classic? I mean, all 2A schools or 1A schools. But for me, it was the right thing to do right now. Because it got these kids on a winning. They, too, have had some struggling, and they've lost a player or so on their team. And since that's happened, I talked to the Wood boy last night, and, man, they're altogether a different team right now.
Yeah, they seem like they've been playing well this year. They just couldn't get over the hump, and now they're over the hump. And, you know, playing and winning that Kitchen Classic, you know, that just gives a whole different mindset to the team and know that you can win games. And you know, they have a tough Sagamore conference to go yet. Danville's 9-0, Tri-West is 9-1, so you know, they're hanging right in there. But
yeah. We had them against Tri-West; they should have beat them, and that's one of those games. You know, you look at it and you go, "Man, they're athletically." You know, it's like the Bulldogs came out and played Fountain Central. And you look at that team and you go, man, why aren't these guys winning? Carl says they always have at least one bad quarter where they just kind of not show up. And that happened in the fourth quarter yesterday. But they have a good athletic group with the Davison boys.
I thought Clinton Central played really well yesterday.
They did. I thought they
missed
played
the
really
second half, but I was shocked they ended up getting beat 10.
Yeah, well, the fourth quarter, they just kind of ran out of steam a little bit. But
The Gophers probably mirroring last year, Don. They started off just like this year, winning 5 or 6 ball games in a row, and then go to the holiday tournament, play some really good teams, and struggle. And yeah, then they're getting ready to play. You know, they've got a monster schedule coming up. They've got Carroll again, Western, you know, Northwestern, a bunch of big schools. And then the Hoosier Heartland Conference, you've got Tri-Central 7-3, Taylor's 8-3, Eastern's 8-4. Rossville, you know, is right at 500, but a really good ball team that's played extremely good competition this year. That Hoosier Heartland will come down to it's going to be a battle at the end.
Yeah, I think the Gophers have got to get themselves mentally tough. They have they have the same energy, the same kind of kids that Tipton has, but I just think that mentally they sometimes kind of think, oh my gosh, we're playing this number 3 school.
And I thought earlier Tipton was going to put it on them, you know, 30 points real quick, but Prairie hung with them and played, you know, right with them, and just at times were just as good, but then there'd be lapses of 4 or 5 possessions in a row that just, you know, they just weren't there.
Yeah, I want to turn towards Rossville if we can real quick, because I think that by the time the tournament comes up and they get the Ford kid back and the other guy that has now started to come back playing with these freshmen, and if they can get the Ford kid back soon enough to where he can get in and get into a rhythm, those freshmen kids could be enough to put them over the top.
Okay, we'll be back, you know, in just a second. Talk with Kathy Martin.
We want to talk about our State Farm Insurance, though. Susan Casper, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms Express, and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.
Winners never quit. And that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
This holiday season, Winsky Brothers is filled with gratitude for their amazing customers and invites you to visit WinskyBrothers.com for top-notch industrial hauling and waste removal, metal recycling, and new and used steel sales. Winsky Brothers is dedicated to offering their customers the best prices for their scrap material and will continue serving Frankfort and surrounding areas with their incredible customer service. Happy holidays from Winsky Brothers, where your satisfaction is their business.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Welcome back. Inside the Huddle, we're getting into the fourth quarter. Boy, do we have, I think, one of the better guests coming up. Jamie, talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, Kathy Martin, one of our sponsors, Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being on. Hey, wanted to bring you on, not only being a sponsor and recognizing you guys for, you know, helping out with Don and I's show, Inside the Huddle, and, you know, being, you know, there for us, you know, promote athletes in Clinton County, but we wanted to touch upon, you know, the mental health aspect and what you guys are doing for the high schools out there in Clinton County.
Yeah, absolutely, and we've got a lot of different things going on this winter season. We've already had one mental health awareness game, and we got a couple more coming up in January, and really it's just about, you know, having the conversation, being able to talk to people, parents, kids, whatever that might be, about mental health, and that it's okay to have these conversations.
Yeah, none of the schools, you know, this happens a lot of places. You know, mental health awareness is on the forefront of a lot of people's minds right now in Clinton County. And no school, I guess what I was trying to say, is exempt from this. And can you talk a little bit some about the programs or how, you know, if people are struggling through the holidays, can be a tough time on people, especially if loved ones are not there this year that were once there in the past and, you know, different things like that, how the people can reach out to you.
Yeah, absolutely, and we always have resources available, so if someone just needs a little bit of help or they just don't even know where to start, sometimes the hardest step is just not knowing maybe what you need, or maybe you just need somebody to talk to for a little bit, maybe it's something more than that, and all of that is okay. And so we have individuals at our office, we call them our systems of care navigators, and those individuals help with all that, help with referrals, help get you set up with different things, check your insurance, make sure that's all taken care of. They kind of cover a wide gamut of those sorts of things. The whole goal is to wrap you around in that care system, because it's sometimes hard to navigate, or sometimes you hear that there's a six-week wait, you know, to get in somewhere, and that's just not always an option for individuals. So we always have that service available. Even if our office is closed, you can always contact us through our website, and we get those messages, and so we can help through that. Beyond that, all of our schools here in Clinton County have what's called the PYSI grant. It's Preventing Youth Suicide Initiative. And so all the schools are working on this, working on different policies, different programs, things like sources of strength in the school and the community, things that we'll be able to have these conversations even more frequently.
Kathy, has healthy communities obviously have all different kinds of programs that help through some difficult times. So if I'm coaching a team and I call you and say, hey, I'd like for you to come in and talk to my team, how would you go about doing that?
Yeah, so this actually started at these mental health awareness games because I was still coaching volleyball out at Rossville. And so we partnered up with Buck Up Foundation and the Cooper family to kind of do exactly what you're talking about, to come in and just open up, you know, the conversation. We had a group of kids the other day that we went in, we were talking about mental health and the subject, and they kind of gave us feedback and said, yeah, but you're just an adult to talk to us. You're talking at us. You know, you don't get it. And we're like, okay, so help us get it. And long story short, we ended up doing a penguin slide across the stage to show these kids that, hey, like, we're here for you. And so what does this conversation need to look like for you? What do you need from us, right? It's not a one-way street. It's not just us talking at students or other individuals. It's tell us what you need, too. And it's okay that sometimes this might feel disconnected, and sometimes this might be an awkward conversation to have. Our Youth Rise kids, that's our Youth Leadership Council, they're really involved with this, too, and to try to show that connection throughout the schools and the community.
Kind of lead me in my next question. You're a high school coach and been one for a while, and Don and I talk about this on and off air with the coaches we interview every week. Sometimes it's hard to talk about teams, and you feel like you're coming across as a broadcaster or as a coach sometimes too critical, and maybe kids take that to heart. And then sometimes it's just you're trying to get a point across that I think the kids could be better, but they take it the wrong way. Can you talk about your struggles as a coach and, you know, that fine line and where you're at as, you know, working with kids on that?
Yeah, 1 year over at Rossville early on in this whole initiative, I mean, I walked in and 75% of my student athletes were either in counseling or therapy or on some sort of mental health medication. And all of that is okay, but, you know, that's all fine. But without certain trainings and things that I would have had because of my job, I would have felt very ill-prepared for walking into a gym like that. That it's kind of a, this isn't my problem, this is somebody else's problem. And as you know, us as coaches, like, we care about these kids. These are, you know, in some fashion, our family and our kids, and we want what's best for them. And so, you know, just having some trainings, we offer QPR training, mental health first aid training that an individual can take in just a couple hours. There's some online trainings to do the same thing, just to kind of understand a little bit more of that, to show the kids that we care. We, all as coaches, we care about the kids. And sometimes kids don't see that, or they take it, like you said, their perception is a little bit different than that. But just showing them that, hey, you know, when we're out here between the lines, we're here to win. We're here to compete. We're here to play this sport we all love. But to remember that we're here for you, too, and we care about you on and off the court, on and off the mat, on and off the field, just making those connections with the kids.
Kathy, I think a lot of the challenges that your group has to come across is that a lot of us forget that we're with kids. I mean, they're still kids, and because of society and because of social media and because of all the sport networks on TV, we expect these kids to be like NBA players or professionals. And talk a little bit about that versus, you know, okay, a coach is yelling at me. And I always told my son, when the coach quits yelling at you, that's when you got to worry, because that means that they've kind of given up on you. So can you talk a little bit about that process?
Yeah, I mean, this is just something that, you know, we come across as a different generation, right? We didn't have social media, even when I was in high school, which I would like to admit wasn't as long ago as it was. But even then, we didn't have the social media aspect.
Not as long as Don was? Is that what you're trying to say?
All right, true.
I had to throw that in there.
You know, we didn't have where these kids are going out and how popular they feel or how cared about they feel is based on how many likes they might get on a picture or on a post. You know, making comments and posts about their own mental health or, I mean, even posts about them crying and things like that, that it's very hard for us to understand, me included, but that is where they find their worth a lot of times. And that's hard to kind of get around, that you are more than a sport. You are more than likes on a post. You are more than comments on a video. You are inherently a good person. You make a difference in this world, and you matter. And that is something that we've kind of found is something we have to repeat over and over and over. You know, this is something that you say it once and kids don't necessarily get it, but we have to continue to show and say that to the youth these days, that you're more important than that and that you are more than just whatever it might be, fill in the blank, that you are important to this world as you, an individual, not because of something you do or accomplish.
Kathy, we're in March going to be 4 years from the start of COVID, and have you seen in your with Healthy Communities Clinton County the effects on kids of COVID and during that time isolation the kids were under and different things of, you know, contact tracing? They spent a lot of time at home. I know even personally, you know, we didn't realize at times, you know, mom, dad are still going to work and doing things, and you know, kids are spending 40 or 50 days at home by themselves that they normally wouldn't, and the effects on kids and where we're at as a community, you know, with post-COVID and what signs and symptoms parents need to look out for.
Yeah, we did find that through that isolation, one, kids turned a lot more to social media, which was a positive and a negative. They could still connect to individuals, but also then leaning more on that's where their worth is. But then the second thing we found is that really coming out of COVID, because our kids were really going for connections, they were, you know, starving for those connections and that sort of thing out in the world, that they kind of reached out and they were more willing to talk about it. We have a thing called our teen cafes, and these are Wow Talk cafes. The feedback we get is that this is like a group therapy session. It's a safe place to come and talk about these hard subjects, to talk about mental health, to talk about their struggles, to talk about how their parents may do things right or wrong in their eyes, and to be able to talk through those things. We always hold those once a month at Healthy Communities, but there's also others that are doing that. The Bridge in Kirkland holds teen cafes. The YMCA, the CORE, holds them there in Frankfort. And so they're at different weeks, so kids can go. They get free dinner, and we pay them in gift cards for coming to be part of this. So just things like that that kids were kind of connecting to. But overall, looking for, you know, maybe some signs or things that something might be off, or maybe they need a little help either long-term or maybe just in the short-term, you know, that withdrawal, not connecting with the family, with friends, especially those that they would normally connect with, you know, really lashing out in different ways emotionally. If they're starting to give things away, like things that are really important to them, things like that, you know, if they start talking about mental health or that they're having these really negative thoughts about themselves or the world, you know, those aren't just things to kind of pass off. And it may just be they're going through a hard time, and that's okay. But we would rather them be upset about us asking, or maybe a little mad that we were asking, or going and getting some assistance for a while and realizing, no, that's maybe not what they want, but then they're still here. They're here with us, and we can talk about that as a family, as a community, as a friend group. So never, you know, regret asking, are you okay? You know, never regret saying, do you need some more help? Or if you are a youth, if you're a teen and you see somebody else doing this, to go to your trusted adult and say, hey, I'm concerned about, you know, whoever that might be. I'm concerned about my friend and that sort of thing, because we have our trusted adults in our schools and our community that are trained then to go and talk to that individual and to look more into that.
Kathy, man, we appreciate you calling in this morning. We're going to have you back. This is a conversation that needs to continue on and help out a lot of kids that are out there. You know, I got to tell you, I think the biggest change is the social media process itself. You know, back in the day when, you know, when you were out playing and your mom had to yell at you to come in for supper because there was no other way to contact you.
Yep.
You know, you look back and go, man, maybe it wasn't as bad as what we thought it was. So thanks for calling in. We'll have you back on to maybe as the season progresses to talk about other initiatives and other programs that could be helpful for not only sports but for school in general.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll be at the Rossville girls basketball game January 9th and the Frankfort boys basketball game January 20th with a table with information. If anybody wants to come and talk to us there, we'll be there at both of those too.
Great. Good to have you.
Thanks for being on, Kathy.
Thanks for doing what you do.
Thanks for sponsoring as well.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Jamie, another good show today. And starting out with Mr. Levi and his accomplishments and the fun that he's having right now. And the learning process that he's going through is got to be cool.
Yeah, I don't think we'll be done hearing from Levi. I think his career will move right along and maybe bigger and better things for Levi, that's for sure.
Yep, we wish the girls at Clinton Central good luck today as they
tip off in 2 hours.
Have a couple ball games, and then thanks, Kathy, for calling in and talking about a program that's
that might have been our most our best 15 minutes of this
season. Yeah, there's no doubt. No doubt. When I came, I was worried about it, but, man, it was the right thing to do.
Yep.
All right. We want to thank our sponsors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County, for Jamie Blacker, Don Stock. Thanks for listening. We'll be here next week, starting the new year.
Get out to your local high schools and support them athletes.